When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock on the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 to be part of the conversation. What's up, Bart Scott?
You got it, man. I tell you what, it is like a straight buffet of just...
Yeah,
stuff.
There's a lot of a lot of nibble food today, right? Yeah, a lot of appetizers, but no real main course. All-star break now for the Knicks and the Nets, so there's a couple of games tonight. But other than that, we're shutting down. And for the Knicks, it's just that it couldn't come any sooner. I mean, they got through last time. Forget the loss.
They
had nobody playing in that game. But at least Jalen Brunson stays healthy. He'll go to the all-star game. He'll have a good time, and then he gets a couple of days off to just rest, and then we'll see where the Knicks are on the other side of this thing. A week from today is when they return to action at Philadelphia, but they finished the All-Star break in fourth place. Now, hanging on by a thread because they just lost four in a row, season-high four-game losing streak, but you can understand why they would lose these games. The Houston game, you don't know, right? Put that aside. But this game last night was essentially – the bench came in, and it was like you had to keep going. Wait, who's that?
Yeah,
like, it really was. It was
poor Toppin with the air ball threes. It's like, bruh.
Yeah, he didn't want. He looked scared. He didn't want to shoot.
He looked shook. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Yeah, exactly.
His braids was gangster though. I like his guy. His braids
was
on point.
Remember, he's in the slam dunk contest, so he had to get himself ready. What do you think of? What do you think of Jalen changed his hair also, bro?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's a bad look for him.
You don't like that.
He got the Tyler Perry lace front going on right there.
What?
Yo, bro, go look at any Tyler Perry movies. Shamar Moore, they give him those same big braids. It's that exact same pattern. I think I like him better with the other ones. It makes his forehead look bad, man. Isn't it? Not a good look. Let's switch it up. You've been doing this for a long time. He forgot the reason why he was doing that for a long time because it looked good the other way.
I kind of like the braids whipping around when he was driving and all that stuff. But, hey, look, All-Star, you want to change up
Kawhi, those old Kawhi Leonard. He got the Kawhi.
Cornrows, like as wide as a cornrow would be.
Yeah, he went there. He was like, hey, give me the Kawhi Leonards, but do mine at an angle.
To his side.
At an angle. Like, yeah, them OG Bobby Johnsons don't look good, man. the OG Bobby Johnsons are for dark-skinned dudes.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah,
probably.
Keep your line of Richie twists.
It didn't affect his game, that's for sure, because he goes into the All-Star break.
He plays so hard, man.
He does. Now, that's the thing.
Exhausted on the bench. One time he just spaced out. He was just looking out into the distance. I didn't know what he was looking at. Then he blinked like, oh, damn, I'm on the bench.
And then when he went to the bench, second quarter. So the Knicks actually had a lead playing great. They were up 12. And you're like, wow, can they steal this one in Orlando? Then Brunson goes to the bench for his usual rest, and oh, my God. Like, it was like 17-0 run, game over. So fast that happened. Non-compete, and it was like the magic just to complete. Like, that is, again, how when you talk to fans and fans tell you, why doesn't this guy play more? Why don't they play this guy more? How come this doesn't happen? Why don't you just play 12 guys? Why can't everybody play? That's why. What you saw, that's why. There's levels to this. Like, you can't just put anybody on the floor and think you can compete with NBA players and NBA starters and NBA rotation guys. Like, it's nearly impossible. There's a reason why a guy's on a two-way contract. Because he's that emergency you put, I'd rather you in the G League, but I want to be able to call you up when I need a body in practice and don't have to go through having to keep calling you up. There's a lot of that goes on here. And so there's a reason why some guys are 13th man and 14th man, because you're not good enough to be in the rotation. And then it shows when you're given 20 minutes, 25 minutes on a night where you just don't have enough bodies, and you go in there and you're just like, oh, my God. Like, it's overwhelming. Not to pick on Jacob Toppin, but Bart, Ball came to him one time. He didn't look at the basket.
Yeah.
And then the shot clock's winding down. He didn't want to shoot. And Tibbs is screaming, like, shoot the ball, man. What are you doing? Like, you got to play basketball.
What are you here for, man? Like, come on. What are we talking
about? You're just – because you really – you get caught up. You're a little nervous, whatever it is. But there are levels, and that was on display. And it's been on display these last couple of games. The Knicks played without four starters last night. What were you supposed to do? So – I got this tweet. Now, this isn't. This is. We'll get the Knicks fans going here in the beginning. 800-919-3776. I got this tweet last night. It was during the game. All right, and the guy just writes this: "The season is over, Allen. The injuries derailed them. Oh, I'm not done. I hope we're not cursed, but it's time to start thinking about the draft." This is not a contender or a playoff team.
This guy high.
Took too many steps backwards.
Is this guy high?
Normally ignore these, Bar. I normally just like, just keep scrolling. Like, I don't like to answer when it's like, that's a ridiculous thing, right? Like, I'll answer some people who give who ask a legitimate question or an intelligent question or something that I'm like, you know what, that needs to be answered, right? I'll respond to things that I just kind of feel like that's worth a minute. This one, normally you'd ignore, but because it was so out there, the season is over. I had to just retweet it, but instead of like making a comment, I just wrote, okay. And then I let Knicks Twitter take it from there, and it was hysterical. So I need to know, are there any other people that feel like this gentleman, Lopez? Does anyone feel like this? Because January feels like a long time ago when they were healthy and everything was going great, right? It was all good just a month ago. And now the injuries have happened and you're dealing with got to get guys healthy. None of them, other than Mitchell Robinson, are considered season ending.
Right.
Randall, you are hoping to get back and you don't know. Like, he's the one guy that you don't know. OG, you know. Hartenstein, you know. DiVincenzo, you know. They'll all be back. Right,
Randall is the one we don't know.
Randall's the one you got to make sure the shoulder's all right.
It's got to make sure. It's a non-shooting shoulder. It's a dislocated shoulder. I mean, how many times have we seen Candace Parker dislocate her shoulder and come back and play in the same damn game? What are we talking about?
Look, I just want to make sure. That's what I'm saying. Mitchell Robinson is the wild card that some people, they're going to give it a shot. I don't believe in the end a big man with an injury to a foot. I don't believe by the end of the regular season. I don't believe it can happen, but people want to give him a chance. And I hope he proves me wrong because I'd love it. Could he come back during the playoffs? It could happen, but that's something that you'd have to have a deep run and he'd have to really get himself into great shape. But otherwise, the injuries have affected you right now in the season and you're still in fourth place in the East and you got to at least try to survive another week or two, I think, this way before – you get the majority of your pieces back. But are there really people that think the season's over? That and then you know the anti-Tibbs people will come out and say that it's his fault that he drove these guys into the ground. And you were, Bart, again, you played 11 years in the NFL. You're an athlete. Give me the mentality of the athlete at this point with this kind of stuff. I mean, is this, yes, it's the coach. He's overplaying them and he wore them down.
No, not at all, especially when you think of the pedigree of the players that he has on his roster. He has tough guys, right? He has guys that play, right? He got those, you know, AC Green type of dudes, those road warriors, guys that, you know, you can just count on, the cats you can count on in any lineup, right? And they built like this. They've been built like this. And the rotation, you know, with all the people that they've added, you expect to expand. Right, because now you have more players that you think Tibbs will be able to trust. When you think about Bogdanović, when you think about Burks, you know, now you think that, okay, now, you know, guys are getting natural rest because now we have better players. And if a player gets it going, you think that, you know, Tibbs can ride him a little bit more because, you know, he knows he has depth and, you know, it's all about matchups now. So now you have, you know, scheme flexibility. No different. Do we say this about Spoelstra down there and how hard they practice and work? No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's because they've been, you know, wielding results. But, you know, I think Tibbs did a hell of a job from what he's inherited to where we are now. It's been a steady, not slow, but it's been a steady increase as far as his team getting better every year. And so I wouldn't put it on him. Maybe the DiVincenzo, but that's out of necessity. That you had to ride that horse because you were just trying to get wins and put somebody that can go out there and play, but you had nobody else to go to that you trusted. So he tried to ride him, and maybe that's why his hamstrings hurt. But everybody else, I can't put that on Tibbs. You can't put Randall falling on his shoulder on Tibbs. You can't put Mitchell Robinson's foot on Tibbs. I wouldn't agree with that at all.
Yeah, now, here's Thibodeau talking about last night. This is after the game, talking about the return, after the All-Star break, how they're going to manage now getting the injured players back.
Well, I think that's the challenge of our league, is how quickly can you adapt? And whether it's an injury, foul trouble, a trade, free agency, it doesn't stay the same. And so we have to keep an open mind and adapt very quickly. How quickly can we get everyone onto the same page? And that's the challenge that you constantly have.
And remember, you just don't get to practice. You know, that's the other part of it, is to get to practice. But the good news is that before the injuries, all these guys, other than the two new players that, you know, Bogdanovich, who didn't play last night, and that was kind of a shock, a little sore calf. Again, that felt to me like
he's 35 years old, man.
He's got something nagging, just sit out, right? Like, they knew what last night was going to be about. So they probably said, if it's bothering you, don't bother. Just don't play. Like, don't play, take a week off. But still, you have already the success of January to fall back on when you're Randall
nuts.
And you're OG Anunoby. Like, you have that. So you've already had those minutes together to know as a starting five what you can be. And Bogdanovich and Burks, when the starting five is intact again, are going to be 14 to 18 to maybe 20 at best minute players per game. They're not going to play a ton. And they're going to go to the roles they were meant to play, which is supporting cast off the bench roles.
If they got it going, they got it going. It's a night where, okay, they get more minutes.
Yeah. So, like I don't worry about that, the adaptation and all that stuff. I think they've already had that time together. It's just, for me, you didn't really miss a lot of time as a player.
No.
So, yeah, you don't know the
I was Julius Randle.
Yeah. And so when I say to you, how difficult, you know, does it, like, it takes to get back into rhythm and all that stuff, you don't know that because you haven't really experienced it. And a guy like Randle hasn't really had to experience it much either. He's going to have to when he comes back. Can he find his game rhythm as we're in, like, the toughest part of the season, which is the downhill to the playoffs?
But the good thing is not a lower extremity injury. So you don't have to worry about his conditioning because it's his non-shooting arm. So he can just run and shoot layups all day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop him or it doesn't aggravate the shoulder or anything.
Yeah, you hope he's working out.
Yeah, of course he's working out. Because
you hope that he's getting all that the kind of court work that he can get in, even if it's not lifting his arm up above his head. Just run.
Yeah, it shoot layups, right? Shoot
hooks. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever. Get the shot up. You can shoot it. You know what I mean? So I'll have no problems with that. You know what I mean? And I told you guys about – OG, with the elbow. That's not a big deal at all either.
Yeah, you're just missing that. And that's a shooting arm now. That's the shooting elbow. You still say no big deal?
It feels so good when you take those things out and you get the inflammation out just because you can shoot and you have full range of motion.
Right.
Like, some games I would have to wear a compression sleeve because it would just be one of those days where, like, one of the calcium deposits got stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't straighten my arm out today because it's just like, and so, like, now I have to put, like, a wrap on it so I can embrace because I have to push people. Well, he has to push a shot. And I'm sure it was days where it was so sore that if he tried to overextend and follow through, the elbow locked out, went past, straight where it hurts and it kind of dinged him because, like, those BBs get stuck somewhere and then, they hit something. You know what
like
I mean?
Nerve,
sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes it hits on it's like, ah. Mm-hmm. Now today, like, man, it's sore today, man. I can't really today. So then now you're not as aggressive in a certain shots that you won't take, and it's only, certain things you won't do when you can't do it. So I've had that injury and I know what it's like from a day-to-day management type of thing. It was best, like I said before, when we got the information, go out and make sure that you – get it scraped out, and you'll be fine. Because if you try and play through it, it's going to keep flaring up, and you don't want it to flare up or something to act up at the time in which you don't need it. Because it doesn't come when
April
when you
and
want
May.
Yeah. Oh, it's game seven of the final. Damn.
Yeah. That's a great point. I mean, if you're going to sacrifice time, this is the time to sacrifice. And you just – because I think January afforded you that, right? When you really think about it, 14
out of 16?
Yes. That afforded you this sacrificing February. It did. 14-2, which is improbable. Like, again, it's the best month they had in 30 years. So it gave you sort of the pad to say, you know what? All right, now we can afford to shut down a couple of guys now, get right. And then so when we're in March and April, when the winning matters, and then of course, obviously April and May is when the winning really matters, none of this stuff is a problem. It's, okay, that was taken care of, that was taken care of, and that was taken care of. Just get it all taken care of. And just all you're trying to do right now is tread water.
If we're going to lose, and if everybody hurt at the same time, that's a good thing, because when people get hurt separately. So you got a bunch of guys out,
you can never get whole, right? Like the Phoenix Suns.
Exactly.
Right?
So now you'll be able to get whole. And, you know, these guys also, like, when you have one injury, it allows the other injuries to heal. So if you had a bad toe, you in there getting your elbow treatment, but, you know, go ahead and get my toe right. Go ahead and get my hammy right. Go ahead and get my hip right.
It's funny. It's almost like, as much as Tom Thibodeau likes to play his guys, and he'll play them, right? This is also, okay, I can play you 38 because you just got a month off.
Right, exactly.
So the miles aren't there. See, here's a great example. So we're at the All-Star break, and I just took a look at the top minutes per game in the league. How many Knick players do you think are in the top 15?
None now.
Well, minutes per game for the season.
Oh, per game. Okay,
for the season.
It doesn't matter the time they miss it.
Yeah,
okay.
For the season.
Maybe two.
Yes.
I would say Brunson and Randle.
Yeah, actually, Randle's 16. So Brunson is ninth at 35.9 minutes a game. Now, obviously, since the trade, he has played a lot more. But over the course of a year, which is generally the wear and tear portion, like he's just in the top 10. Slightly ahead of Jason Tatum, and he's probably I think he moved into the top 10 over the last couple of games. Listen to the names at the top. First of all, DeMar DeRozan's playing 37 minutes a game for the Bulls. Like, he's 35 years old. Luka Doncic is playing 37 minutes a game. Tyrese Maxey is playing 37 minutes a game. Miles Bridges down in Charlotte. Yeah. Now he's playing 37 minutes a game. And you know who else?
He had a year off.
Well, all right, but they're all – I'm giving you young, right? Miles Bridges, young. Maxey, young. Luka, he looks old, but he's not. He's young. Now, at fifth in the league in minutes per game, at 37, is Kevin Durant. Is anybody saying anything about that? Overplaying Kevin Durant, he's going to break down. This is a guy with an Achilles issue, the guy that does get hurt. Are we hearing anything about how he's playing 37 minutes a game? It's too much?
I look at him and Luka as something totally different, though. Because the style of which they play, they ain't getting sped up for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Luka plays so damn slow. His heart rate probably don't get past 130.
Exactly. He stays in zone two the whole game.
Exactly. Like, well, your body's chilly, Luka. Yeah, I don't warm up.
Right, exactly. He's got the resting heartbeat.
I don't overheat.
But Durant, we know, right? Foot injuries, knee injuries. He's had Achilles injuries. Like, he does have injuries, and he's fifth in the league in minutes per game. Are they going to scale him back? No, because they're trying to win and make the playoffs. They're trying to stay in the top six. All right, Trae Young is up there. You know, Kobe White. So you have two Bulls in the top 10. Then again, he's young, but the names are. Most of the names, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell. They're all what, Bart?
Young.
No, not just young. What else are they?
Say it again.
All right. Luka Doncic, okay. Right? Kevin
Guards.
Durant, Trae Young.
Guards.
Jalen Brunson.
Guards.
Jason Tatum. No,
guards.
No. You're thinking too hard. Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell. What are they?
I phoned a friend.
What are they?
All stars.
Stars. Stars. The best players play.
Superstars.
Anthony Edwards only at 35, by the way. 35 minutes, that's it.
He's just a star, not a
superstar. He's top 20. But that's my point, right? Is that this is what happens. You play your best players. So I'm not buying into it. I refuse to when people say he plays him too much. Now, should Brunson be in the game when it's a 20-point deficit with a, you know, skeleton crew against the Magic before the All-Star break? No. No, he shouldn't.
Magic's a bad matchup for them, man.
Oh, they can't beat him.
I don't know if we want to see them in the postseason, man.
No,
I want to avoid the Magic at all costs.
I hate that matchup so much.
It's so long, too big.
Yeah, but it's not even that. Like, it's something weird that goes on, especially down in Orlando. I think you know what happens, and Paolo Banchero talked about it after the game. So the Knicks, who their fan base travels well, that building is one of the buildings that is MSG South. They fill it with Knicks fans. A lot of New Yorkers in the Orlando area, right? So Knicks go down there and they play, and the crowd is chanting MVP for Brunson, and they're chanting "Let's go Knicks" and all that stuff.
Fuse them, young boys.
And I do. I think it pisses those guys off, and they have a couple of those type of the Wagner buddy, the boys. Those two, like, they're always looking to fight, especially Mo Wagner's. He's unhinged. He's a lunatic. So they're always looking to fight people. And, you know, like, Cole Anthony's from New York, so he takes it personal. Paolo takes it personal. And that got them going. I truly believe this. Because he said when he hit a shot in the game, he turned around to all the Knicks fans. And he's in his building. And he turns to the Knicks fans. And he's like, you know, he tells them, you know, to go home. You know, like, that's... You know, he was telling them to go home.
Yeah, we're
home.
It after the we're game. Home. We live here, dummy.
I know. That's the best part. It's your building.
I live down the street, dummy.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that so you're right, though. Matchup, I don't like that matchup. They've lost to him three times now. So you got to hope that this doesn't come back to haunt you in a tiebreaker scenario, but you also don't want to get lined up with them in a first round, in my opinion. Don't want to see them. I'd rather see Indiana than them. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Am I crazy to say that? I'd rather see the Indiana Pacers
styles
in the first round.
Styles make fights. Styles make fights, man.
Because they've got some tough guys. They got shot makers, and there's just something about the way they play that the Knicks struggle against them. So, 800-919-3776. You know, we haven't talked to in a while, Spike, down in St. Pete. Speaking of Florida, Spike, how we doing?
Doing good. It's been a minute, but I catch you when I can. I'm really doing good. By the way, I got to tell you this sidebar. So it's Valentine's Day yesterday. So we all go out. My wife, her mother, and her best friend, and her mother came down from New Jersey, and we all went and saw Miss Gladys Knight at the Mahaffey Center. Mm. 80
was
years old.
Was Ty Bowles there?
I looked
for him. He's a stalker.
No, I know. And God bless her. She's a pious lady, and she come out and did an hour and 10 minutes with no break. They brought her a chair. Nice. Of course, she closed with her big song, but, man, it was fun. So I get back in and driving home. It's only 3 miles, and I watched the speed-up version of the Knicks game. It was Valentine's Day, so you do the right thing. But the bottom line is with the Knicks, this is the best Knicks team in two decades. They're going to lose these four games. They're almost on scheduled losses. By the way, the Orlando team, because one of my boys lives there in that area, and he goes to all the games, and he says, those Wagner boys, they're tough. Those kids have been playing pro ball since they're 15.
Yep.
And Jamal Mosley's done a great job coaching. They're up and coming. The team that's improved the most in the league this year, unequivocally to me, is OKC. I mean, you got to watch that team. So I always see it this way.
That's Western Conference. We'll worry about them when we get there.
Yeah, no, I got you. The West, to me, is only three teams. It's Clippers, Nuggets, and OKC. They're sleeper. And the East, the only team I'm afraid of, Alan, only team is Boston, and there's no bench. Because I saw them play the kid off the bench, Hauser, and the kid who played with Dylan Brooks in Oregon. What's the other kid's name who shoots? Pritchard.
Pritchard, Peyton Pritchard.
He played in Oregon, rather. Yeah. He was a duck. And I wanted Brooks during the offseason this year. Get his head right. That was you, right, Alan, right? Get his head right. This guy.
Yeah, he was somebody to think about because you like the edge and you hope maybe put him in the right culture that he could be a, you know, piece. But
Alan,
I'm not paying him what they're paying him. I'm not paying him that.
No, but he's a 40% corner three shooter.
He's had a good year. No, you're right.
He's the best.
He killed the Knicks in that fourth quarter with those threes, but that's not, he's a good player. Good player.
He's the best defender in the league, and
he's a guy that, though, you know, in the wrong minute is going to do the wrong thing, and it sort of brings you back. Like, remember how frustrating the 90s were at times, Spike, when it was
absolutely.
Like, as much as I love John Starks, John or Mace or even Oakley would do something, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, why now? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, Well, that's what he does.
What was the kid on the Bulls? He got suspended. JoJo something. He went at it in Chicago.
English.
There was a suspect. Yeah, JoJo. Look, Derek, we got a great year. We're good. You can't play with your. I'll tell you, the throw in on this trade was Precious Achiuwa.
I haven't even gotten to Precious Achiuwa. You stole another piece from Toronto when you got him.
I'll tell you, and Messiah Jury with the impending lawsuit overhanging them, I'm happy for the kids. Barrett hit his peak. He's going to be a 10, 15-year player.
He's where he wants
maybe
to be.
Maybe making a little.
Yeah, he's where he wants to be. He's now that has the chance to be like a lead dog. He doesn't have to play under someone. There's young guys around him, so he's not dealing with veterans. You know, like he can grow into being a leader. Now it's up to him, you know, to do all the right things. But yeah, no. Here's the thing, though. I'll tell you what, and always good to hear from you, Spike. Thanks for the call. I remember when the trade happened, Bart, and I was like, you know, sometimes a trade you got to give it like a month or two, and you'll see, like, you know, you could see it, or, you know, maybe both teams won this trade. I changed my mind. The Knicks won this trade. Knicks won this trade.
Well, what about Quickly?
What about him? You got to pay him.
What about Barrett? But welcome home.
Yeah.
Already? You just ready to make that determination already?
Because the Knicks got two players in this deal. You didn't know they got two players in this deal. You had no idea they got two players. You thought they got one. They got two players. Precious Achiuwa is going to be a critical piece
defense,
in the playoffs.
He's so versatile, man. What did he have, like 37 offensive rebounds yesterday?
It felt like 37. It did. No, I'm serious. He had a 2015 game last night with five assists. And I'm telling you, he's another one that when everyone's healthy, he'll play 15 minutes. He's not going to get 35 minutes.
You know,
so you're not going to see a 2010 game, but you know you can get it, though.
He's going to have so much energy.
Oh, hell yeah.
You playing 15 minutes, you're going to be jacked up on Mountain Dew, dog.
You'll be ready to – but you didn't know what he was. You had no idea. And in the first week or two after the trade, it was like, eh. You know, like he didn't really – you could tell he wasn't sure what he's supposed to do. But as he started, it also shows you a student of the game. They were showing him things. They were showing him film. All the kind of stuff that some players buy into and other players don't. And he immediately took to it. And now you're like, whoa, they just got themselves. This is another dude. So that's why I say they won this trade. They won this trade because they got two pieces, not one. Two. And that's critical. You traded away two. You got two. You got a starter and a bench player. Now, it's a guard to a forward, but you still needed that. That forward depth was something that they were missing that they filled. So that's why I believe that. And now we'll see it going forward. But, man, it's the truth. They got to get healthy. They have to get healthy. So let's do this. 800-919-3776. So we just heard from Spike. Let's hear from more of you. I want to know, is there a crisis in confidence in any of you as we go into the All-Star break? Because they have lost four because of the injuries and everything else. I want to take the temperature of the Knicks fan right now going into the All-Star break. Where are you mentally? Is there a crisis in confidence where a couple of weeks ago some of you were talking about Eastern Conference Finals or more? Now, are you shaking a little bit like that tweet that I got last night? Or do you believe? We'll get to your calls coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Lots of questions about the Giants this offseason. One of the big ones, what happens with Saquon Barkley? Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave debated Saquon's future.
Someone's going to pay him.
All right. Well, they're running. They're willing.
Baltimore
to,
doesn't pay him. Dallas doesn't pay him.
They're willing to risk it.
Baltimore, if I can go to the AFC, I could live with.
$12 million is a lot of money.
It sounds like the Chargers are going to be interested.
Yeah, Harbaugh said he loves him, right? But the Chargers have their own guy.
Well, their own guy's going to be unrestricted too.
No, but I'm just saying. But they have their like.
Well, but
so you're
going
to move off of Eckler to bring in Saquon?
But that's not Jim Harbaugh's guy.
I understand.
So, but you can't say it's their guy. It's not his guy.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Your calls at 800-919-3776 as the NBA season, after tonight's games, of course, go into the All-Star break. The Knicks go into the All-Star break right now. They have lost four in a row, but still 11 games over 500 and find themselves in fourth place in the East. So top four in the East. Well over 500. Those are all good things. And now, of course, because of the losses, despite the fact that there's so many injuries, some tweets that I'm getting from fans are as if they are just already ready to give up on the season. In fact, one told me it's time to focus on the draft. I kid you not. So I asked the question, crisis in confidence or still believe that this team, once they get healthy, will be a contender in the East? Let's start with Rick, the Knick fan. What's up, Rick?
What's up, fellas? Bart Horn. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Listen, man, I want to make this point, and then I want to say something to Bart. Once we get healthy, supreme confidence in my team, everybody forgetting Mitch Robb, a defensive player of the year candidate, Julius Randle. I don't know why he gets so much hate, but we missing him right now. Once we get healthy, Eastern Conference final. Bart, you know I always like to get back at you, bro. I remember at the beginning of the season, you said we are the little train that could, something like that. I remember you said that. I just want to ask you, man, what's up with your Pistons, man?
We building for the future, man. Listen. If we can't win the game, we damn sure gonna win the fight. You know what I'm saying?
We in there.
We get our respect. We building the bad boys again. You know what I'm saying? We out there night. First of all, Rick, you welcome. You welcome for giving you the picks that we gave you. We the one who saved you. so you welcome for doing y'all aside. We was like, look, you know what? New York rock like D-Town. You know what I'm saying? They 10 toes down. They got a little swag. They got a little attitude.
This is a collaboration.
We can't do nothing. So we gave y'all two pieces like Voltron. You know what I'm saying? So how the hell are you going to get mad at us? Yeah, you going to come here with me? With this? With me? I'm the police.
I'm
pinning cases on you, Rick. 24-hour lockdown.
You be getting at my Knicks, so I got to get back at you, boy.
But we just hooked you up, dog. We gave you two cats that you needed, depth pieces.
Rick, I got him after the All-Star break. I got him coming to a game. So we're going to get him on the right path. Remember, his Pistons – thanks, Rick. Pistons are coming in on Monday. It's a week from this Monday coming up.
Yeah,
Detroit
you're
comes in. That's the other thing you gave us was a home game, remember?
Yeah.
That game was supposed to be at Detroit. I was supposed to call it, and you and I were going to be in Detroit. I was going to go to Mama's house and get some banana pudding, and instead they changed the game to a Knick home game because you remember the imbalance because of the in-season tournament. So the Pistons were like, we're fine with it, and let the Knicks turn it into a home game. So now we got to get you to go.
Listen, we don't know if Isaiah Stewart will be doing 10 to 20 yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. How about that story? So if you're just joining, like, back about to the Colts.
We're about that smoke over there. You want to run your mouth, boy? You want to run your mouth?
So something happened. So, again, I'll get to the Colts momentarily, but because Bart brought it up. So Isaiah Stewart, who has, let's see, he's been in it with LeBron James, chased him down one time.
LeBron broke his nose, had him bleeding. You know what I'm saying?
And he went after him.
And LeBron didn't want no smoke.
No. And then there was another game. Have you seen the video of there was a game last year?
Yeah, we went through the tunnel to go on the other side.
No. Draymond. Where he and Draymond got locked up on the post. And like it was like a loose ball. They blow the whistle. And Draymond does what he always does, the extra little something-something. Mm-hmm. And Isaiah Stewart grabbed him by the jersey and pulled him towards him like he was a child. And Draymond, like, ragdolled. Like, you've seen in the NFL, you've seen an offensive lineman just completely ragdoll somebody, right? Uh-huh. Like, Isaiah Stewart ragdolled Draymond Green. Pulled Draymond him face to face, and Draymond turned his face away, and he went, no. Like, you can read his lips, like, no, I'm not doing this.
And when he grabbed Draymond like that, it was like Money Mike getting grabbed by Damon in Friday After Next. Like man, what like the Matrix?
You ever been locked up, homie?
No, but no need asking you.
You have to see the video of this because it is jarring. So anyways, not to make light of something that is actually serious for the NBA. Isaiah Stewart was arrested last night.
Man, because he hit him with the – you talking that talk and I hit you with the piece. You can't – come on,
so,
man.
So this was well before the game. Like, this wasn't before the game. It wasn't during warm-ups. Stewart wasn't even dressing for the game. He was not going to play. But, you know, they're on the road, so he shows up with the team. And apparently they were going through security or coming in, you know, in the back house,
back
of the
house.
He
wasn't dressed.
No, he wasn't. Neither one of them were dressed. Eubanks had just showed up at the arena also. Teams usually show up around like 5:30, like to the arena.
Oh, see, I didn't know this. I thought this wasn't during the game. Heated up.
No. So they apparently, they're coming in and they got into an argument about something.
How are you getting an argument with somebody who two people ain't playing?
Again, it's Drew Eubanks, by the way. He's also a marginal dude. Like this guy, like he's the type of guy, like if you played with him, like, you know, Sunday morning at the Y, he's the guy you're like, oh, no, not this guy. Somebody's getting hurt. You know, like that's how he just sets those screens and throws elbows and it's just, oh, come on. Not
so it's
this
tough
guy
on tough guy, though. So, you know what I mean? That's a fair fight.
I mean, he's not soft. So but something happened. They got to Stepan, and apparently Stewart clocked him.
See, but that's the thing. Like, once you go there and you argue with me and we get in an altercation and I get punched and I wasn't willing to go that far, I mean, you had an opportunity to hit him back. Unless it's different if he snuck you from behind and punched you from behind.
No, they got chest to chest. Stewart threw a punch. Security split them up. Eubanks said he was fine. But police said he suffered a minor injury, which was probably, what do you think, a bloody nose or something, right?
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. Like, come on, man.
You want me to read the statement?
That's like Draymond getting arrested after hitting pool.
Yeah, but he wasn't. It was in practice. The Suns statement said the attack on Drew Eubanks was
Whoa. Stop. Stop.
Was unprovoked. And acts of violence such as this are unacceptable. Man. We unequivocally support Drew and will continue to work with local law enforcement and the NBA, the Pistons said, were in the process of gathering information about what happened and what provoked it and responding to the NBA and local authorities.
Yes. Bro, we chest to chest. Then if you should have just walked away. What made you go chest to chest with me? Once we get chest to chest, you're in the fire zone. So once you go chest to chest, then it's nothing that can happen. Anything that happens once we chest to chest is fair game. Because I ain't sneaking up on you. I ain't walking up on you, talking to you like Draymond and just you don't know you in a fight. Like, we talking aggressively. So you get in the sweet spot, then, you know, it's hammer time. You know what I mean? I can pull the trigger at any time. You can pull the trigger at any time. Defend yourself at all times.
Well, that's of course, part of this whole thing. And who knows what – like, hopefully it wasn't something – well, hopefully it wasn't something stupid. Usually it's something
stupid. You think he said Cheerios?
No.
Okay.
It could have been something as dumb as they were both walking through security and, like, I'm not letting you in front of me, or, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you stepping in front of me? That kind of thing. Like, you know how it is with disrespect and all that crap. But how about this, though? Monty Williams, who's now your coach of the Pistons.
Right.
Remember, he used to be the coach of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, he deserved it.
So after the game, I guess when asked about the Suns made a statement, he said The thing is to get all the information. The NBA will do an investigation. For me to come here and make a statement would be a bit irresponsible. I know the Suns said it was unprovoked. I think that is irresponsible for sure. You really don't know.
That's proper. That's the professional.
So he felt like the Suns shouldn't have made a statement. He felt they were wrong to say anything like that, to say it was unprovoked.
Yeah, unprovoked.
Attack.
How you know? You don't know.
You have
what
no idea
said,
what Eubanks could have said. You have no idea what happened. All they have is security guards who were there and gave their eyewitness account, and I guess we have to wait for the report to come out to find out what was said.
Yeah, I think where the report's coming from, too, it's coming from all pro Phoenix people.
Well, it's security, right?
Like, they're still pro Phoenix people.
They don't know what happened.
But they don't know what started it. They don't know what was said.
Some guys were chirping. This guy said this. This guy said that. And Isaiah Stewart takes things very, very personal.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a guy that like will
I'm
just
the can
laugh
man.
It off.
I'm the can man.
Yeah.
Anybody can get it. You want to disrespect? You, LeBron, I don't care about you. Or I knock them hair extension follicles out your hair.
It is.
Knock those microfibers right out your scalp.
This got all around the league during the game last night. Like, I was obviously working the Knicks and the Magic game. So I got a text about it. Like, Isaiah Stewart just got arrested. I was like, what? What did he do? He apparently he punched Drew Eubanks. I'm like, well, that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of people that want to punch Drew Eubanks.
Tell me this. Like, and maybe we should make this a call to make it fun, right?
All right, what?
If player X got punched in the face, you wouldn't be surprised. I'm a star first.
Name a player in the four major sports that if you got clocked in the face, you'd be
I'm a star. I'm a star.
Okay,
I'm a star.
Go ahead.
Patrick Beverley.
See, I think guys like him, though.
No, they don't. He's an agitator, and he's trying to be your boy afterwards. If he got punched in the face by somebody because he was probably back there jawing and talking crap and thinking like it's all fun and games, and somebody like, I don't play like that. You know, how you always joke the person that you know that don't joke really, and they don't say nothing. They just punch you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Joe Johnson. Like, I see Joe Johnson like as somebody you talking stuff to, you don't even know he about to punch you because he ain't said nothing. He ain't smiled. He ain't frowned. He ain't said nothing. Yeah. Patrick Beverley, I would not be surprised if somebody punched
Patrick
Beverley
in the face. I thought when I met – because I got to spend time with Patrick Beverley in the spring working on Get Up and First Take, and we spent a lot of – like, again, on the air but also off the air behind the scenes. And so I hadn't met him before, but I always admired his game. Like, I always kind of liked what he was. I know everybody's like, oh, what do you mean? He's an agitator, but he knows who he is. He knows his role.
He's a self-made agitator.
Yeah. And, this is what he does. So, but when I met him, I found him to be incredibly like he was thoughtful, considerate.
Serial killers are always like that.
He wasn't the personality you saw on the court. He was different. And you could tell that a lot of it was thought out. Like, this is how I'm going to survive in this league. You know, this is what I can do.
Yeah, I'm sure Hines Ward is very charming too, but I'll try to kill him if I see him. I saw him in person.
I didn't say it was charming. I'm just saying, and I didn't say I would hate to play against him, right? But still.
But some of the things that he say, you remember, on the court, and some of that stuff spills over. Like you see him in person, like, yeah. Say what you were saying before. Oh no, player. I ain't like just like I was watching a podcast with Melo. And he said, you know, when Kevin Durant said his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios, and he said, yo, like, he still wants that smoke, you know what I mean? And KG was like, oh, man, you know I just be talking, man. Like, nah, bro. There's certain things you can't just talk.
Yeah. There's some things you just don't say. So I'm with you on that. There's a lot of stuff that you could say to me that I'm not going to react, like, because it's about me. But the minute it's about my family – like, no, there's no coming back from that.
Remember,
like,
Melo went to the bus.
We have to have a conversation.
Remember, Melo went to the bus. Melo went to the bus.
Of course he did. Yeah, because he wasn't going to let it go. I'm not letting you leave this building. I'm not letting you leave. We're going to have a conversation. And he said he wasn't going there to fight him. He said we were going to have a conversation.
That's black. That's black words. Let me holler at you, dog. I don't know if anybody saw Devin Haney and Bernard Hopkins.
Right.
He was talking. He was like, "Let me talk to you in the bathroom, dog." Like, he's like, "Man, I ain't going to the bathroom with you."
Yeah.
He's like, "No, let me."
You ever notice that the people that do the most barking do it with people around?
Exactly.
But then you get them alone.
I'm like, nah, man, it ain't like that, man.
Like, I stepped into an elevator with somebody who was doing a lot of barking publicly. The elevator doors open. He was in the elevator. I walked in. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Now it's just you and me, dog. What do we got? And
Respect, family. Respect, family.
Yeah. But when people are around, we're going to put on a show. Like, it's just different. There's different levels to it. But But you're the soft one because in front of people, you don't do anything. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything in front of people. We're going to handle this alone because I don't want anybody around to see what goes down.
All right, so Patrick Beverley's
versus
Mines.
Me.
Patrick Beverley's Mines. Who's yours?
I need a minute to think about it.
Okay, we'll be back right
after
this.
I need a minute
Bart
to think
Hahn,
about
we'll
it.
We'll be back after this. 1-800-919-3776. Get your calls and thoughts ready.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We had altercations in the NBA last night. Ty Lue got thrown out. That game got crazy. The Clippers, right? Like that. That game last night was wild.
Everybody, we need a break.
Warriors
we need a break.
And the Clippers had a. It was a classic finish. The Clippers ended up winning. Ty Lue gets thrown out. It's like the softest foul was like Paul. Guys are pushing and shoving. It's like, man, what is this? Like, come on. And they're like, oh, rough and tough. No, it's not. Stop.
He put his finger at him. When you start pointing at somebody, walk to a grown man. Like,
hey, when a Plumlee's hitting you, you just get the hell out of the way. Like, all right, no, I'm sorry. Like, Plumlee's don't mess around, man. They don't mess around. Crazy people.
like, you know what? Man, boy, you lucky you arrived. Choked the boy.
All right, so I'm going to answer your question. So you asked this question. 800-919-3776. Is there a player that if you heard this guy got punched in the face,
yep,
that you'd be like, yeah, I could see that, right? And you gave the name Patrick Beverley. So we're talking about all sports now.
Mm-hmm.
So the first name I could think of when we went to the break is Eli Apple.
Yeah.
Right?
I can see that.
All right, Jake, you had a name. Tell Bart the name that you came up with.
Yeah, I thought of a Jamal Adams, but I was thinking more from the fan perspective more than the players.
What do you think, Bart? Jamal Adams.
Yeah, like I can Sean? See. He talk cash money.
He does. Okay.
I can see Debo Samuels, too.
Debo? Huh? I didn't know about that.
I can see Charles Gardner Johnson punch him in the face.
How about Fernando Tatis?
Yeah, that's a big punch.
Right? That's one. That's one for sure, right? Even though teammates don't like him. That could be a good one. 800-919-3776. Tommy in Connecticut, you got one.
Alan, Bart, give me a quick let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
It's Brad Marchand. And
well,
it's not even close.
That's a given.
And as a guy who's got a big nose, you know, he's got one, big target, punchable face.
You got a Squidward nerves.
Why are those guys, though, the ones that never get hit, though? Like, they're the ones that never get punched.
I respect his game. He's a fantastic player. But, oh, God, is he – and obviously I'm a Ranger fan, so I hate the Bruins. But, he's the worst. Thanks for taking my call, boys.
You got it, Tommy. Yeah, that is one. He's definitely an agitator type. Did you see this in hockey, by the way? This is now becoming ridiculous. Guy slap shot into an empty net at Ottawa, right? Playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. And they won the game. They had an empty net, and Ottawa gets an upset win. And so, again, there's nobody around you, and rather than just pop it into the net respectfully, the guy wound up and just fired it into the net. And it was, like, emphatic. It was sort of like a statement win for the Ottawa Senators. and he gets cross-checked in the head for it. Because the Maple Leafs felt like they were disrespected. Like, it's so strange. And now there's another thing.
You shoot a wrist shot in that instance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you disrespected us. You disrespected yourself when you couldn't beat us. But another thing happened. So there was a penalty shot in overtime. And this guy scored, and then he did a gritty on the ice. And now people are saying, like, no, this is disrespectful. You can't do that. Like, hockey now is suddenly becoming like baseball, where you're not allowed to flip bats. We don't want to be the NFL. No, why would you want to be the biggest sport in the world? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to have all the coverage? What was it, 100? How many million people watched the game, the Super Bowl? Why would you want that? Like that's gone. It's ridiculous now. Celebrations are fun. There's nothing wrong with them. It's not disrespectful. It's celebratory. As long as I'm not mocking you, that's a different story. If I'm skating by your bench and I'm dancing in front of your face, that's disrespectful. But if I'm doing something for the home fans and my teammates to enjoy, that's got nothing to do with you. You just happen to be there. You agree with me on that part?
I do.
Or is there a level to it? Because like in the NFL, there's only so far you can go too. But I don't mind the celebrations. It's part of the fun. And by the way, it is sports.
Listen, one of the funniest ones I ever seen was when we were playing Philadelphia, and T.O. hit the Ray Lewis dance. But he did it like only T.O. can do it. It was so funny. Ooh. It's like a birthday.
Ah!
It's so funny. And then they asked us and asked Ray about the celebration. He's like, listen, it's my job to make sure he don't celebrate. You know, so if he gets in the end zone, he can do whatever the hell he want
to
do.
There you go. I mean, that's the right attitude to have. I think that stuff is ridiculous. All right, we'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776. And as we move on in the conversation, I want to play a game with Bart. Hmm. We're going to see if he can answer the question. We're going to play him audio cuts, and he's going to tell us, is it Patrick Mahomes or is it Gerrit Cole? Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The All-Star break could not get here soon enough for a banged-up Knicks team. Their first half ended with a loss last night to the Magic. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave recapped that first half.
A-plus first half of the season that took a turn at the end, no fault of their own. That's what I would say.
Right. Listen, last night, especially with DiVincenzo getting hurt in the previous game, it's why you, probably most Knicks fans, were so aggravated with that call. Like, knowing what you were going into.
Right.
At least have the opportunity to compete for that win, because you knew you're going to have your hands full going to Orlando.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.